Galatians chapter 6. Various counsels. Brethren, in the event of someone falling into a sin, you who are spiritual shall set him aright with the spirit of kindness. Take care, for you too may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something, when in fact he is nothing, he deceives himself. Let each one examine his own conduct, and boast for himself, if he wants to do so, but not before others. In this, let each one carry his own things. He who receives the teaching of the word ought to share the good things he has with the one who instructs him. Do not be fooled. God cannot be deceived. You reap what you sow. The person who sows for the benefit of his own flesh shall reap corruption and death from the flesh. He who sows in the Spirit shall reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let us do good without being discouraged. In due time, we shall reap the reward of our constancy. So while there is time, let us do good to all, and especially to our family in the faith. I am crucified with Christ. See these large letters I use when I write to you in my own hand. Those who are most anxious to put on a good show in life are trying to persuade you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not for being circumcised do they observe the law. What interests them is the external rite. What a boast for them if they had you circumcised. For me, I do not wish to take pride in anything except in the cross of Christ Jesus our Lord. Through him the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Let us no longer speak of the circumcised and of non-Jews, but of a new creation. Let those who live according to this rule receive peace and mercy. They are the Israel of God. Let no one trouble me any longer. For my part, I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. May the grace of Christ Jesus our Lord be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen.